the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy as you're talking.
Gummy normal.
Previous.
You know, worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show hosted by three people who haven't seen each other in a week, and it really feels like our very own, I don't know, reunion of friends. Joel Kasem is my pseudonym, and please allow me the opportunity to introduce my two co-hosts. First up is a woman who landed her light aircraft on Collaroy Beach or Boich for a quick surf. It's Gabby Morris.
Oh, that was a terrible plane.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Ah.
I was just thinking, can you guys, I've forgotten the Friends song. I'll be there. Oh, I got it.
Jeez.
Did anyone watch any of it?
Yep.
Mick did.
Wow.
I watched the whole thing.
And you actually could stand the whole thing.
Oh, I nearly turned it off as soon as I saw James Corden. I was like, I hate that guy. I don't want to watch it anymore. But he wasn't in it too much, so it was okay.
Did you know, fun fact, that the Friends cast still get $20 million every year in royalties from their episodes?
Really?
Yep. Look,
and they got paid.
We might need someone to fact check.
Fact checker.
But I heard that on another radio station.
There are no other radio stations. There's 2SER, and that's it. 107.4.
Were you guys big friends of Friends?
Friends of Friends. No, I wasn't. No, I never really. I mean, I think I'd watched some of it, so I know who the main five people are. But aside from that,
go.
No, there's six, right?
He's trying to be funny.
Yeah, I
didn't even.
Oh, who's that?
Wakey, wakey.
I'll get it. Why is my alarm going off?
I used to like Friends because I used to relate to the dorky guy that Ross was, and he got the hot girl. So I was always like, if I'm dorky like Ross, maybe I can get the hot girl too.
That's cute. I love the way you think. And that's embarrassing that you admitted that.
Yes. Yes, it is embarrassing that I admitted that. But I was a dork. I freely admit that I was a dork when I was young.
Was, past tense.
Exactly. Was Gabby.
I don't
You
know.
Weren't Gabby.
I think you need to own it. Own it.
I'm not still a dork.
You're not still a dork. I'm not still a dork.
I don't know. I feel like our
Gabby the bully rises again.
I think we're all dorks. We're hanging out. Like there's no it's obvious.
We're radio dorks.
100%.
Yeah.
I think also dorks are in other areas as well.
I'm fine with that. I don't care. I'm well aware. Also joining us is... Oh, this doesn't work. Also joining us is a man who didn't. It's Mikrad. See, if I had done the two
didn't
intros together...
land a plane on Colorado Beach.
Yeah, it would have been better.
Just because I crashed instead. I couldn't land it. I smashed into the trees. Hurt myself.
Ouch.
But I'm all right.
You're thanks, looking great,
thanks
though,
for asking.
And that's the most important thing. Yeah. How is everyone?
good. Not too bad. Although I had an incident the other day. I was crossing, waiting, sorry, I should add, waiting to cross the road at the lights. I'm right in front of the beep button thing. What do you call that thing? Yep. Like I'm directly in front of it. Like there's not much gap between the pole of the button, myself and my dog.
Sure.
And I've been there for like 5 minutes.
Oh,
this
no.
This older couple come, walk right up to me, and then she leans in between me and the pole, like has to brush past me, like touches me, to then press the button repeatedly.
Right.
And I'm like, you are so rude to think that I wouldn't have done that already. Like, that just belittles me, and then you invade my personal space.
Gabby, do you know how many people walk up to these lights nowadays and just don't push them? And they stand there for 5 minutes, as you did.
That's such an old person thing to say.
Not realizing that they hadn't pushed the button and going, well, why isn't the traffic stopping?
No.
Because they didn't push the button.
Nah.
Especially now when they've got those automatic
ones. Then you ask
ones.
Them. That's the polite thing to do. Have you pressed the button? And you can say, yes, I've pressed it several times.
Not a question, Gabby. Why were you standing so close to the button?
Because it was my button.
Well, I can really see how they've really pushed your buttons, haven't they?
The other thing, I guess, maybe I'll give her the credit is that maybe she thought that I, you know, there's new ones that you don't have to touch. So you just stand there.
Yes.
But I don't think so. I think she was just a controlling, not very polite person. So
maybe she just has a thing for buttons and likes to push them. Did she cross with you?
She didn't acknowledge. She didn't, you know, what would have been, I would have been fine with that. She looked me in the eye and gave me that look going, I'm going to press the button too. Wow. And I would have gone, go
I
for
love
it.
That.
Go for it.
Just like staring but at she, you while pushing
she,
a button.
She put her back up against me.
Wow.
Put her body on me to press the button. If you're going to engage with me on that level, you may as well engage with me on the eye contact or a verbal level too.
Wow, got the closer relationship now. Did you step back?
No.
You didn't move.
I stood my ground.
Oh, my God.
Good on
I
you.
I didn't have time to. I actually genuinely didn't have time to. She came in out of nowhere. Right. Anyway, we got across the road. It was fine.
Phew.
Nick, how are you?
Nothing that exciting happened to me this week. No, a pretty quiet week, I guess. Went to the footy, watched my team lose.
Yep.
What else? That's about it, really. That was a low light of the week. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think of a good anecdote to talk about today. No. That's a bit sad, isn't it?
Thanks for giving us the crap one. Joel, let's cut.
Yeah, right. Cut.
Joel? Well, we spoke about this last week. I went to my first ever basketball game. What are you telling me?
Is your mic on?
We're on the sort of show where you can just say it. Just say it while we're talking. My mic is up. I can go
it's
a little
fine.
Bit higher.
It's loud enough.
Okay,
it's
good.
Loud
enough? Thanks, all right. Computer guy.
So, yeah, went to the basketball. I went to the Sydney Kings versus Melbourne United game. Mm. Never been to the basketball before. Never been to...
Really?
Never. I don't think I've ever seen anyone play basketball. Ever.
Have you ever played it yourself?
I've thrown a ball toward a hoop, but that's as close as I've got.
Okay.
So it was really, I actually had quite a good time. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's not, I don't know, have either of you guys been?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Cannons.
We are.
Cannons.
Oh, the Cameron Cannons.
Well, I've seen the 76ers. I've talked about this before.
Oh, that's right. You went to the NBA, which is America's NBL.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, like there was so much going on. It was like a big bash game in the cricket. There's just music playing constantly, and there's someone on a microphone constantly yelling out defense for some reason. He's very obsessed with this word.
Did they have the letter D and then a fence? Defense.
No.
Defense. That's,
you really do look like Homer Simpson when you say things like that.
No, I didn't. No, there was none
of
that. But
the
I would. I would have liked that. But I took some voice notes, I guess you could call it.
All right.
Oh, because you little
you did some work out there.
I did some workouts.
Excellent.
While I was there.
Work out.
Yeah. And we got to the game and I was like, well, no one really goes to the basketball, do they? I'll just interview some players. No, it's a pretty busy thing and there's a lot of people there. Just mid-game, be like, excuse me, can I talk to you? But no, it didn't work. So anyway, here is Joel at the basketball.
Yes, hello. I'm here at a basketball game with my friend Pat. Say hi, Pat.
Hello.
And it is the third quarter. It's Sydney Kings versus Melbourne United. And Melbourne United are losing. Although they were winning most of the first half.
Are you drunk?
It's now 64-52.
Maybe.
And there's 2 minutes left in this quarter, and we've almost worked out what's happening. Pat has just informed me that 2 minutes in this game
You're
means
drunk.
7 minutes. Everyone's booing, and I think that sums up our show. Boo! Across the park. Okay, I'm going to try and call this play. Number 22 has the ball for Sydney Kings. He's passed it to someone whose number I can't say. 22's got the ball again. He's very good, this guy. Casper, we're calling him.
Which is
he's
name.
Had a shot and missed. Disappointing. And now you'll find we have to defend. Which we didn't.
What a commentator.
Sydney have the ball. Going for a three-pointer. And missed. Okay, there's 5 minutes to go. And Sydney have the ball. They've had a shot for a two-pointer. Oh, it's gone in. what a shot. All right, Woodstock, turn it down. 74-73 to the Kings.
Ooh.
Forget about it. Miraculously, the Sydney Kings won after four quarters and then two overtime halves and 30 hours it took. But the Kings won 100-98 over Melbourne United. The MVPs would have to be the people who come out and clean the floors during the game. You love to see it. Hopefully I can hire them to come to my house. They can just follow me around while I'm eating. Thanks for listening. Back to you in the studio.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I actually, when I put that together, I forgot I put that last bit in. I thought I took that out. So, yeah, it was this super tight game where it finished 84 all after the four quarters. And then my friend Pat and I are like, what do they do next? Like, what happens in basketball when it's a draw? Because I don't know. And
I don't know
so
either.
They have an overtime of 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they played the overtime. It was a draw again. So they had to go into a second overtime.
Whoa.
Somehow the Kings managed to win. And I feel terrible. Like, Melbourne United had a few, do you call them penalties or fouls, where they're like,
fouls,
to shoot by themselves?
After you've had five team fouls, then you go to the line for all your team fouls.
Oh, okay. So that's what was happening. And they had a lot of chances to catch up.
Yep.
But the crowd were just giving it to the players.
Exactly.
And they missed every shot. Like, they couldn't catch up.
That's why home crowds are important.
It was such an advantage.
And did everyone behind the post go...
Yeah, everyone was just going crazy.
It's like, you remember ever seen basketball where...
Yeah, basketball. Yeah.
You got to put off the person from scoring, like, just by doing anything you can.
Yeah.
They used to have these, like wiggly sort of sticks that they had at the Cannons games, which would make like it look like a dream behind you.
Oh,
you
that's know? Good.
And I don't think it does anything, because if you're a good basketball player, you should get it anyway.
But, yeah, that's true. What if you were like behind and you held up, everyone just had like hoops? So you're like, which one am I? And you know, your vision's not that good.
Or mirrors. Mirrors.
Mirrors.
So
anyway, it finished 100-98. It was a super close game.
That's a fun,
quite enjoyable
basketball game.
It really was.
Is it really Melbourne United?
Sorry?
Is it really Melbourne United?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they were called.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
It just sounds like such a football.
Used to be Tigers.
Used to be I can see Rowan, he's nodding.
There used to be Melbourne Tigers. And
can confirm.
Used to be like a South Melbourne team as well. And then I think they united and just became Melbourne United.
Yeah.
They just united.
Just doesn't sound like a basketball name.
Oh. No,
does it?
Like a soccer name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty lucky. Like, it's not often it goes to double overtime in basketball.
Getting pretty tired.
Usually
I don't know if I'm lucky. I was very sleepy.
Do we have some basketball news, Australian basketball news?
Absolutely.
Do we?
Should we continue on with that?
Please.
So, did you hear about this top Australian female basketball? She was in the WNBA for just 2 weeks and she's got taken out.
What
do you mean taken out?
Like,
she was shot.
No, she's just been dumped.
Oh.
Yeah. She just played 4 games for Chicago Sky after being picked at high and drafted in April.
Oh, that one from the Chicago Sky.
Yeah, she got traded.
She was really so excited when she got drafted in there.
Yeah,
so she was
at Chicago Sky and traded to the Dallas Wings with additional draft assets exchange, blah, blah, blah. And then she was waived by Dallas. Just
cut completely.
Do the women's side not have the same names as the men's side?
No, they're all different.
Oh.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah. In other NBA news, Ben Simmons is playing for the 76ers, your team, Gab. And they've just beat the Washington Wizards in the first round of the playoffs. And Ben Simmons nailed it. He got a triple-double. It's his third one ever.
Whoa.
In the postseason. And all the commentators in America were bagging him out because he missed all his free throws in one of the last games.
Mm.
And in this game, not only did he get a triple-double, he got like 5 from 8 free throws. It went pretty well.
Amazing.
That's all pretty hard.
What?
It's hard sport.
Well, free throws are easy, but, you know.
Whoa.
That's for Melbourne United, they weren't.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Mick, can you?
Oh, we're going to have a free throw off? Play some horse?
100%.
All right.
That's just too big.
We get so competitive, we talk it up.
I know,
we never do it.
But, yeah, the people that come out and clean the floor, I didn't know that was a thing. You don't see that on TV.
Of course I've got to clean the floor. What do you mean? It's sweat and...
Yeah, because as soon as the sweat gets on the floor, it gets really slippery.
Yeah.
It's like just wood. So you've got to like wipe the sweat off.
Oh, I mean, I understand it, but I never thought it was a thing.
Just
like, I've seen
concept.
Teen Wolf. I don't remember that in Teen Wolf.
Anyway. Sure. Well, good. Well, congratulations.
I love that's
you.
What you took away. Like, you're sitting there having a beer going, somebody is cleaning
we were so
the floor.
Excited.
That is
Look at these
unbelievable.
Guys. Look at him go.
Do they have the machine, like the one that you ride on?
No.
What are they called? A gazebo? No.
Gazebo?
That's ice hockey. It's a Zamboni.
A Zamboni. You can get a Zamboni that waxes the floor.
Oh, okay. But they do that before the game.
Fact checker?
Not during the game. Oh, golly.
All right. Well, we don't often have basketball news, so no, that's kind of fun. What else can we move into? Tennis. NRL? Tennis. Yeah, let's do a bit of tennis. Oh, crap. I'm just going to have to do it live because I don't have it.
Ellen Perez update.
Yes, there is an Ellen Perez update. As we know, the French Open has hit off in France at the moment. And
yeah. Wait, where is it?
Big controversy this week because Naomi Osaka.
We can get into that.
Pulled out.
In a minute because that's very interesting.
But we're doing Ellen Perez update.
Yes.
She didn't quite qualify for the singles, unfortunately. But as we know, Ellen is a doubles specialist.
Well, we need to talk about why we like Ellen Perez so much.
Oh, well, if we haven't listened to the show ever, then you would know.
Congratulations.
We talked to Ellen Perez live on this show when she was in lockdown just before the Australian Open. So we actually had a live professional Australian tennis player on the show. And so now we keep up to date with what she's doing.
Yeah.
As we do with all our guests. Anyway, yes. So she played a big game. Doubles match up against Venus Williams and Coco Gauff.
Two of the biggest players.
Well, yeah, two huge. Obviously, Venus Williams, everyone knows she's 40 years old. Coco Gauff's like an up-and-comer. She's only 17, but really looks
she's
good.
Only 17?
Yeah.
I thought she was 17 like 3 years ago when she first hit the scene.
So, you know, she was like probably 15. So, she's like a 23-year age gap between the two of them. And Venus has never played doubles without Serena. Which was an interesting stat too. Anyway, they lost because Ellen won. Ellen and Zheng from China. It's her new partner.
Oh, it's her new partner.
Yeah, new partner. And they won tight game. First game went to a tiebreak and Williams and Gauff won it. And then Perez won 6-4, 6-3.
That's incredible. Very exciting.
Good on Ellen. Go to the second round. It's paid for the trip there. Good stuff.
But yes, you mentioned Naomi Osaka.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't caught up to date with this, have you, Gab?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's at Roland Garros at the French Open. It's got so many different, it's got two names. And she didn't want to do any, it's called Roland Garros.
That's the name of the venue.
It's also, I'm telling you, fact checker, please jump in on this one. They also call it Roland Garros. I don't know if they even call it the French Open anymore. Or maybe it's the other way around. Doesn't matter. Naomi Osaka said, I don't want to do any press. I'm not in the right headspace. Can't do it.
Yep.
She said, look, I know I'm going to get fined. Whatever.
Yeah. She says it's like she believes the whole situation is like kicking a person while they're down.
Absolutely. Then went, you know what? No, I'm not ready for this.
Yep.
She said via Twitter, I'm just not going to do it. I can't play at the French Open / Roland Garros.
And happy to cop the fine.
Yeah. Happy to cop
the
fine.
So you get a fine if you don't do any press.
Yeah. Then the dickheads have come out and just giving it to her for saying, oh, you can't do it because of mental health, blah, 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 which is absolute rubbish. Of course she can. It's an illness. It's like having an injury.
Totally.
You know.
Also, it's her prerogative. She can determine. And if she says, I'll take the fine, she's putting that money into mental health institutions.
Yes.
This is a fantastic thing to say. Yeah. Look, I'm putting my hand up. I can't cope right now. This is where the money's going and why.
Yeah.
To kick someone again further when they're down, it just proves her point, I think, even more.
Because what people we realise now that is mental health is very important, that people are trying to deal with it as they are in the sport. Whereas in the past, people have ignored it or just thought it was not a real thing.
Yeah.
And then after the sport, that's when shit really hits the fan. So you've got to look after yourself while you can, anytime you need to.
Yeah, and raise those flags.
Now, and so you don't have those issues later on.
Yeah. And I think the thing, there's this element, well, you're a celebrity, you're a professional athlete, this is you have to do this. That's part of your contract, or that's part of your remit, or that's just part of the choices that you've made to be in this position. I don't agree with that. I don't think that that's fair.
It is a very weird thing to say you have to do interviews.
I think it's so weird.
I honestly didn't know that was a thing, that it was in sort of some sort of
it's
bylaws.
It's probably part of the thing you sign when you play that tournament.
But it does seem very strange.
She says she has some really lovely relationships with journalists, and they've interviewed when she was young. She just said she can't cope at the moment and she doesn't want to go through that. And I think surely you would just go, yeah, sure, listen to someone when they're saying. I mean, we've seen it before, but
yeah,
it's sad.
What would have been great if they did this? They said, okay, you have to go to the press conferences. but no one will ask. If all journalists went and said, we're not going to ask any questions. So she went in there, she sat down, went, no questions? Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
But would have you even watched those tennis? They're so painfully awkward. These poor people have just been playing hours and hours of tennis. Then they're like, you seem tired out there. What are the risks of you retiring soon? They really had it against you, didn't you? You're like, are you joking? These questions are also so depressing. I've never seen particularly great tennis press conferences ever. They're fatigued, they're exhausted.
Match interviews are the worst.
They're the worst.
And during match interviews, if they do in the NRL now, even worse. Oh my God.
They are cringeworthy.
They're terrible.
Nobody wants to hear an NRL player talk.
As we're all seasoned sports journalists, I like to agree that we wouldn't put an athlete under that sort of pressure by interviewing them either during a game or directly after a game.
Yeah.
Unless it's tea.
And which I did. It's
okay. You broke your knee. Let's talk about that. But what was ironic, right? Mm. So this happened, and then so Osaka pulled out, right? She pulled out of the French Open. And then that other female tennis player, did you hear about this? Mm. She was walking. Sorry. She was walking to go and do the press conference after her match of tennis, and she rolled her ankle so badly that she's now out of the comp. And I was like, if that's not ironic, I don't know what is. The poor thing is literally like, and then so then the news was like, oh, a woman's out from trying to go to the media conference.
They're dangerous, these press conferences.
You gotta ban them.
That poor thing. Like, she really damaged her ankle. She's out of she's completely out of the French Open.
That's crazy.
That's so sad.
Mind you, I used to roll my ankle on the footpath too.
But we aren't professionals.
No.
In any sense. In NRL, the Panthers' 30-4 win over the Bulldogs was their 12th straight win this year, making them just the third team in history of rugby league to start a season with that many wins. What else?
Oh, they got the Tigers this week.
Yeah, so
without all the Origin players. What is your estimation here? After we didn't discuss that you wouldn't tip your Tigers last week. I did. They won. Sucked in.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't feel that bad that they would.
But I mean, this is the unloyal fan over here who doesn't even tip his team when they are probably going to win.
They are not going to beat the Panthers. The Panthers are missing, what, five players through Origin?
It's the best time to play them.
And we will still lose. And it's going to make us look so bad when we lose by like 50-0.
Oh, here we go. Worst fan ever over you.
I'm not. I still support them. I still watch them. Yeah. It's just very difficult. I have to buy a new TV each week when I punch a hole in it. The Canberra Raiders really are just...
Yeah, just leave that as a question mark.
Really, the
Canberra Raiders? They shouldn't be playing.
That's the thing. Like, they still have a good first half.
Yeah.
They can score some points. Second half, they become the faders.
Yep.
And they can't do anything. Well, just go out and play two first halves. So much easier. Origin is coming up on Wednesday.
Is it close?
Yes.
Yep. Sorry.
Steak and Origins, State of Origin.
Is it really?
It sure is.
Where are we? We're in June.
Because we had Origin at the end of last season, so it feels like it's a really short time since the last Origin. But we're back to midweek Origin Wednesday, next Wednesday. It's in bloody Townsville.
Yes. So, I don't know, Gab, if you've heard this.
Nothing.
Okay. So, the first game was meant to be played at the MCG.
Mm-hmm.
The second game, Victoria, a team that is not in the State of Origin. The second game was going to be played at Brisbane, I think, in Queensland, and then the third game in Sydney. So that's how it was going to be. Now, the first game has been moved due to COVID to Queensland. So everyone in New South Wales is like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Why can't it be here? Why did they get the advantage of two home games?
But the irony is when it's played in Melbourne, it's like a Queensland home game anyway.
That's true.
And so every 2 years they swap over which team loses their home team advantage by playing a game somewhere else, which sucks because this is Queensland versus New South Wales. Why would you play a game in Victoria? No one knows. It's dumb. But it's for the spectacle, I think. They're promoting football in a state that doesn't care.
Yes. Like, when does the AFL start?
Yeah, right. Is this the pre-game for the Hawks versus the Pies?
Where are all your posts? You're missing posts. All right. Rowan.
So mean.
Rowan, I feel like due to your Zoom background, you might want to talk a bit of soccer, and I'm happy for you to just
Go.
Oh, yeah, just very quickly, the greatest football team to ever be received.
The Matildas.
Yeah, the Matildas. They're going really well. But Chelsea Football Club won the Champions League, which was absolutely spectacular. Defeating
Are you there
Manchester
right now?
City.
You look like you're there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm quarantining in Portugal at the minute because I managed to. No, I wish I was, wish I was over there. But amazing game. They won 1-0.
Was it really an amazing game, Rowan?
Was an amazing game. Very tense. So, yeah. I think the obviously amazing story is Chelsea massive underdogs, but more questions asked about Manchester City. They've spent, I think it was something like over €1 billion euros since Pep Guardiola has been in charge.
Yep. They've spent a lot of money trying to win and they still didn't.
What's that in Australian dollars?
Too much.
More billions. There's just too many zeros to count.
Okay. You need an extra check.
I need. Yeah, I've tried to Google. It's just.
Can we get a fact checker for
like,
the fact
checker? Like, how do you sleep at night? Like, do you feel ethically good about that? No, surely not.
I don't think you have to answer. She answered it for herself.
Mick really did think about that. He was like, it depends. If it was my football team, yes.
Big news, Rowan. Euros start next week too.
Oh, yeah, very keen for the Euros. That's kicking off. I know most of the teams that are announced had some friendlies overnight. Mm. And the Socceroos as well, they're starting back their World Cup qualifying campaign.
First game in like 18 months or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. COVID put everything on hold. So there's a lot of, if you're a football fan, there's a lot of football happening post Premier League and Champions League season, which is exciting.
And I did mention the Matildas. They are also playing a couple of games against Denmark and Sweden. They've named a much stronger team over in Europe, where a lot of them are now. They're just friendlies, just getting used to conditions over there and then getting into Olympics.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask.
But they play Sweden, and Sweden is in their group. So that's a handy little thing. All right, Rowan, any facts? Did we miss anything? Did we stuff anything up through the show?
Pretty good. $20 million for Friends reruns.
Oh,
is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$20 million a year.
Yeah.
So that radio station that I was listening to was also correct. Nice.
Shyla Heels was the poor Australian basketballer who we were talking about. We didn't name her.
Shane Heels' daughter.
We didn't name and shame her. Now we have. Poor thing.
French Open, Roland Garros, correct.
Yes.
Also known as. And it was Petra Kvitova, who's the poor tennis player, who injured herself on the way to the press conference.
Isn't that, like, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and straight after Osaka just saying that she's not doing media anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an ankle, her ankle was protesting.
Yep. It's all symbiotic.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we got time for a very quick game.
Uh-oh.
Who wants to do the game?
dirty, dirty.
No, I can do it.
Here we go. What? Whose wife of what sport and whose man said, don't play for that team, play for this team?
What? Who's made that up? Whose wife of what sport?
No, whose
what...
wife of that man?
Yes, that's it. Whose wife of what man?
What man?
And what team? So don't play for that team. Play for this team because of online abuse.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I thought possibly, didn't one of the Canberra Raiders?
All right, I'll give you the answer.
Thank you.
The wife of Richmond captain Trent Cotchin says she does not want her husband to return to Melbourne from interstate to help. This is not the...
Oh, sometimes I wonder if our games can get any worse. And I think we've just found our answer.
She just doesn't want him to play for Essendon. That's the thing.
That's fair.
You can do your own research on that one.
Yeah, do your own research. Just tell them that, Gab.
Excuse me, I just came up with a question.
That's true. But I do love the idea of, like, welcome to our show. It's a 30-minute sports show. You just look up sport for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
we're just gonna,
we'll just have a
chat.
We're
just going to city. All right? Do your own work.
All right, talk about pushing buttons.
That's the end of the show. Thanks, everyone. And
bye, Rowan.
Bye, Rowan.
Bye, Rowan. Thank you, Rowan.
Bye, people.
Bye,
people. Bye, everyone.
Stay sporty.
Go, Chelsea.
Bye.
Bye. One more second. Bye.
Oh, is it the last word in that?
Like, no audio is coming through your mic for me.
Oh, really?
All I'm hearing.
Hello.
Definitely recording.
Okay.
Yeah, it was coming through mine.
But, you know, you would.
I heard everything.
All right, cool.
Well, that's good.
You were being recorded for a little bit there, Rowan, by Gabby, and I'm thinking, oh, it doesn't matter what you're recording, they can't hear it. Only we can hear what Rowan's saying through our headphones.
Oh, it's fine.
So it's just going to be Rowan going like this.
Insert your own audio.
Yeah. Chelsea sucks.
Oh. Ooh. Why Chelsea?
There was I didn't have a team. The first time I went to England, I on a whim tried to get to many teams, and a team I went to was Chelsea, so I saw them at home. Like, well, this will be my team.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice.
Not a bandwagon supporter.
Yeah.
I was a bandwagon supporter of Liverpool
Chelsea,
back in the 80s.
They're pretty dirty dogs, aren't they? Right. I remember Chelsea being a bit
They're arseholes. They're complete arseholes.
I remember when I lived in England, everyone was like, Chelsea, a bit rough. Rough around the edges.
Chelsea, the area is not, though. Chelsea's like...
No, it's posh as
Chelsea.
All hell.
That's the first place
I went
to.
Super posh, but why posh wankers only followed them, and then it's just
posh wankers later on.
When I first got to England, I landed in London super late, and I had to get a subway. What is that? What it's called? Subway?
6-inch or
tube? Tube. That's the tube. And I got off at Chelsea, and I'm like, this is where I'm staying. And I'm walking through, and it's dark. I'm like, oh my God, someone's going to kill me. Like, I've never been here. I've only heard bad things about London, blah, blah, blah. And then I got up the next day and I was looking at Chelsea being like, holy shit, look at these houses. They'll be like throwing money at me.
Yeah.
You poor thing, are you okay?
You look like you did today.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I think I've worn this jacket overseas many times. Probably this beanie too.
Love it. These are good burns. You should put on the show.
Still recording.
I know. Yeah.
This can be extras for the podcast.
Excellent.
There you go, podcast listeners. Bye.
Hey, you got a gig coming up, Ron? What's